All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. Forget about going down into a salt mine. This weekend, she had a panic attack going up to a rooftop bar. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And that is correct. It was very traumatizing for me. I hate elevators. I hate tight elevators with 59 people in it. Okay, six. But it was very small. And I did have a panic attack. I don't think I ever had a panic attack. Or maybe I have, but it's been a while.
I've never seen you in that state of mind. I've seen you get flustered, get anxious, but you were somebody else.
To be honest, we had our parents-in-law, my parents-in-law, John's parents, here for Thanksgiving. So we went out to a nice bar to get some drinks and mocktails. And we wanted to go up to the roof. So we got into this small elevator and there was this, well, it was full. And so we pressed the button and it went up. Then it was like shaking and it started slowly going down.
It went up to the rooftop. It stopped. The doors didn't open.
Yeah.
And then it went back down. And the doors opened on the first floor.
But there was some shaking in between.
Like, yeah.
And I was like, I need to get out. And there was a woman next to me. She pressed the, she was like, let's try again.
I was like, let's try again.
Yeah.
Second time's a charm.
Absolutely fucking not. And I started pressing all the buttons to open the door. I just needed to get out.
You started, I don't want to say screaming, but you.
I was like, let me out.
Yeah. Yeah. With a passion, you said, I need to get out. And I don't think people saw that you were pregnant. So then I said, what? You don't want to give birth in an elevator? And you were already halfway out the restaurant at that point.
No, the restaurant. I just wanted to know where the stair was.
Yeah.
We found the stairs, went up. Very pleasant experience, minus the elevator.
Yeah, you could have used a drink after that experience. And
I had a mocktail.
Unfortunately, you did not.
Yeah. I had a Moscow Mule Virgin.
Yes. Yes. But you then mentioned watching Magda, that you were getting anxious just watching them in the salt mine.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of caves either. I feel like I can suck it up. I did suck it up because I wanted you to see the nice caves in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, you took me to the, it was very cool.
Yeah.
No chapel down there, but very cool. And I think I was more anxious than you were.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing to do. Elevators, tight spaces, going under the ground. Like,
you would never,
no thank you.
I think your hormones are hard at work doing what they're doing. I've never seen you like that. Elevator, cave, crowded room, concert. I've never seen you like that. That was a unique experience for sure.
Concerts are fine. I just don't like tight, small spaces. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, we made it.
We did.
We made it. So here we are. We survived that Tower of Terror. You would never do Tower of Terror in Disney, would you?
No, I don't think I would want to go to Disney. I don't like crowds. I don't like crowds.
Yeah.
My issue is like, I don't like standing in lines unless I absolutely must.
Okay.
It's the same with traffic. I don't like traffic, but sometimes you get stuck.
Yeah, nobody likes traffic.
If you go to Disney,
you're in human traffic.
Yeah, but you're voluntarily joining that.
Yeah. Well, what you get to experience at the end of the line is worth it for a lot of people.
I get it.
Not for this guy.
Not for me either. I feel like if our freshie one day says, Mom, Dad, I don't want to go to Disney, that'll be like, all right, we'll suck it up. We can go on like a Wednesday when it's cold outside and hopefully not that many people go.
Sure.
So I would go for the child, but me personally have zero desire to deal with people.
All right.
Says a lot about me. I know, you guys.
All right. Let's get into it, Teresa, because this season is full steam. We're talking B90.
B90 season 7, episode 14.
It is really heating up. I can't wait to talk about it. Before we do, real quick, a little business. We're on Patreon and Supercast, and we're excited to be there because we got a new season.
Yes.
It is the eve of a new season when we're recording this. Last Resort is coming back.
Yes.
And we are going to be... Hello. That is how she screamed in the elevator.
Very excited.
Yeah. Only you were saying no instead of yes. We're very excited about this season of The Last Resort. We got some wild couples going to be checking in.
Oh, yeah. I seriously can't wait. I love the first one, the first Last Resort. But this one, I think there are more dysfunctional couples going to be there.
Yeah, there's couples that aren't even couples. Or shouldn't be couples.
Plus, whatever there is Natalie and Florian, please sign me up. It's going to be Natalie and Florian together in one place on one show. Yes, please.
Yes, please. We will be covering it on Patreon and Supercast, starting at the Cousins Club level for audio only. Family Affair gets you video of the podcast as well, plus a monthly bonus. It's ad-free on both of those platforms.
Yes.
There's none of this business over there, and there's a chat feature on the Patreon. Plus, once in a while, we just do bonuses for everyone. Just a thank you for being there. So check it out, Patreon and Supercast. It is patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. We're having fun over there, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this season.
Oh, yeah. I genuinely can't wait.
All right. Well, you have to.
I mean, I just have to wait what?
A day.
A day.
Yeah. We'll be there before you know it. So check it out, Patreon and Supercast. We're also on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Follow us over there. Message us, call in, share your thoughts. Are you excited for Last Resort? Are you loving B90 as much as we are? We want to hear from you.
Yes, we definitely do.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it is hot. Yes, Lawrence gonorrhea free penis.
It was actually probably hotter when he had it. It probably burned a little bit.
Oh, yikes.
Let's not think about it.
Once again, he loved to talk about it.
A little too much.
A little too much.
He's comfortable with who he is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it makes us uncomfortable, but yeah. He's comfortable.
Yes.
So smash it as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, you guys know we're suckers for a little love, especially around this time of year. We would be thankful. I know Thanksgiving's in the past, but we would be thankful if you guys left us a review. And it's a nice little holiday gift you could give us.
Absolutely.
If you leave us a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Tis the season, you guys. Tis the season.
Tis the season. All right. That is it. What do you say before we get into this episode? We do a little 90 day, by the way.
Let's do it. But let me add one more thing.
Okay.
Guys, some of you kind of messaged us on Instagram saying, oh, we don't want to bug you. You're probably taking a break. You're having the baby soon. It's like, we're having the baby soon. That is true. But you can totally message us. You can totally message me. I love chatting with you guys. You're not bugging anyone.
Yeah.
Just got a few messages like this. So please don't feel that way. Just message away with any news, if you have questions, or just chat with me as we usually do, because I'm still here. The baby's still inside, so I'm still fully capable of paying attention.
All right, call in. You heard it here first.
Yes.
All right, what do you say we do it? A little 90 day, by the way.
And I helped.
You sure did. There's a,
I'm back.
Thank you for helping out. It was a busy holiday weekend that I needed some help.
It was a busy holiday weekend. We hosted Thanksgiving.
We hosted Thanksgiving. We should say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, we do. And it was the first time for us hosting and cooking everything.
I'm married to the hostess with the mostess.
That was fun.
It was a good time.
That was definitely a good time. One thing I found tricky.
Okay.
I don't like lukewarm food. I need everything to be hot. Found it a little more difficult to have all the sides and stuff and keep it all hot.
We need the double oven. Not to sound posh. I mean, yeah. We're not because we don't have one. But we need the double oven.
That's I think we do.
That's how you become the actual hostess with the mostest.
I think next time I need to just figure it out. Okay, those little lights that you put, like you have to put on the stands. Yeah. Because I think this, I don't know if it makes me a snob, but I can't take lukewarm food. It needs to be either hot or it needs to be cold when it's supposed to be cold. Like a pasta salad that was supposed to be cold. So that was my one thing I learned from hosting a Thanksgiving.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready to hear you, by the way.
I was trying to think of like a smash it like it's hot. You know, serve it like it's hot or something.
Serve it like it's hot, exactly.
And you hope it is.
It's pretty good.
All right. Let's do it. 90 Day, by the way. Number one. The story sweeping the 90 Day Nation. Ben and Mahogany has been arrested. All right. On November 22nd, he was arrested in Michigan for failing to pay child support.
That's not the craziest part about the story.
Teresa, I am warming up. By the time I finish the story, I'm going to be hotter than your Thanksgiving meal.
All right.
I'm just getting warmed up over here. So he's been arrested. We know money has been tight, so he failed to pay child support. We know money has been tight. In a February 2023 episode of Diaries, he talked about married life being difficult. There was more bills. There was a period of time he was unemployed, so that was creating financial strain. So he didn't pay child support for his children, and he was arrested for that. Okay? But there's more.
Ooh!
This what you think is hot or
for me, it was the way he looks.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Because there's more, Teresa. A couple days after his run-in with the law, a couple days after his arrest due to lack of child support, he was arrested.
What?
For embezzling money from the Michigan Lupus Foundation.
Like stealing money?
That's what it means. Yeah, embezzling.
Okay, I didn't know what it meant.
He was stealing from his old employer.
Jeez, old employer?
Well, so this goes back, okay? He was employed with the Michigan Lupus Foundation until March of 2022. He was fired. But on November 25th of this year, so just a few days ago, he was arraigned, subsequently released from jail the following day because he posted $10,000 bond. But it all stems from the alleged offense in October of 2018.
Okay.
That's when he was embezzling. That's when he was employed with the Lupus Foundation. But according to the statements, and again, this is all allegedly, he was hiding out in Peru with Mahogany.
Okay.
Kind of man on the run.
Ooh.
And when he came back to the States, his passport was flagged and he was arrested.
Well, I feel like we knew about that.
This is hot off the press, according to my internet searches.
Maybe.
This is.
I feel like he was arrested before, though.
He probably was.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
He probably was. But so now we've got back-to-back arrests here. Child support, embezzlement. But yes, Therese, the wildest part of this whole story, the mugshot.
Yeah, I'm like, who this?
He's unrecognizable. He looks like the scary neighbor in Home Alone.
He looks like he not was selling drugs, like using drugs.
Yeah, getting high in his own supply.
Yeah.
That's worth a Google. If you haven't seen it, just pop in Ben Rathbun, Ben Manbun. He's got something going on.
Is he still with Mahogany?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Is she in the U.S.?
Your guess is as good as mine. It's a wild story and a wilder mugshot. So give it a peep if you haven't seen it.
Wild.
It's quite
good
wild.
Story.
All right. By the way, number two, Josh. Oh, Josh and Lily will now have, I don't know if I can count this high, 4 divorces under his belt.
Yikes.
We all saw it coming. It's true. Josh and Lily are getting a divorce.
Yeah. Lily's going to have a huge empty mansion. A lot of debt. But Josh wouldn't be helping her with the debt anyways, so.
No, he's apparently back in the States, and Lily has gone scorched earth. She took to TikTok with a lovely photo montage. You know how your iPhone sometimes serves up like your memories? Yeah. I think she just downloaded this. I don't know why. And then just voiced it over and then captioned the complete opposite of what these photos were showing. Because it was lovely photos of them taking selfies, thumbs up next to cake, holding hands, swimming. And she's just, she says, "Hello, everyone." While this photo montage is playing. "Hello, everyone. Let me introduce you. This is my husband. But from now on, he's my ex. And he's really lucky to be my ex because many people can never be my ex. Unfortunately, he became my ex because he can no longer enjoy the wonderful life I provided for him. Love you guys. Enjoy the photos. Bye-bye."
Yikes.
It's sad. It's hilarious. It's all the emotions.
Yeah.
Another thing worth looking up is this photo montage.
Yeah, for sure. But we all saw it coming.
Oh,
saw miles it coming from, away
from episode one. But good luck to Lily, I say. I'm sure some new guy will enjoy your apartment and enjoy making sweet love to Vivian's mom.
Apartment? A house.
It's a house.
Yeah, I think Gerard's probably on the way to China.
Yeah. So there you go. Two stories sweeping the 90 Day Nation.
Not bad. Not bad.
Thanks for the help, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, what do you say we do with the reason we're here? Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, season 7, episode 14.
Wild.
Where's the time gone?
I know, right?
It's December. It's episode 14.
Let's start with the gonorrhea free penis so we don't have to think about it anymore.
Gone, Maria.
Exactly. We're talking about Lauren and Faith because they're back in Manila.
Back from Leyte. The gonorrhea is gone. It's Lauren's last day of gonorrhea medication. And there's more good news. Faith is feeling the love again.
Yeah. So the next morning, Lauren runs into Faith's room and gives her this paper that basically says, no more gonorrhea, gonorrhea,
sure.
No more STD.
No more leaky penis.
No more leaky penis.
No additional treatment required.
And Faye's so happy, she gives him a hug and says, so does it mean we can drink tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Faye.
Maybe you couldn't drink on the meds.
I think Faye is feeling a little frisky.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, they're going to go out to the drag club for some celebratory drinks, and so Lauren could meet Faith's best friends.
Well, here's the issue. All the best friends know that he cheated on her.
That's an issue. The other issue that I felt was, and maybe this isn't as much of an issue as it is a test, why are you taking a known cheater to what essentially is a strip club?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, drug club is not a strip club. They don't go all the way. I mean,
maybe they don't go all the way.
They dress up, they dance. I think it's fun. It's a fun experience.
It's very sexual.
Yeah, but
clearly got Lauren a little revved up.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't? This guy's a perv.
True.
He wanted to marry her mom.
But this is like taking an alcoholic to a bar. I feel like it's just like tempting him and saying like, nope, can't touch, can't drink.
It's more like, he's going to feel like, oh, I know all this. Like, he's going to act like he works there.
Well, he did bring that up. But here's where it got exciting. So all of a sudden, they're at the bar. Angel's there. Don Don's there. Len's there. And they all start chanting, Faith, Faith, Faith. And before you know it, she pops up on the stage and she starts working the pole.
Yeah, but like really good.
Fantastic. Clearly not her first rodeo. But I was confused. Was this like the karaoke version of a strip club? Like, can anyone just get up and take a ride on the pole?
I don't think it's a strip club. I think it's a.
I know, but there's a pole and there's people dancing sexually. To me, it's a strip club.
I think it's fine if someone's like, go, go, go. And you get on the stage when the queens are not performing. Why not?
I get if it's not new business idea, which is like karaoke strip club. Don't you think? Think about how many bachelorette parties would take place at the karaoke strip club, where you can just anyone can get on stage and give the poll.
I'm sure it exists in any like crappy bar in places like Savannah or Nashville when you the bachelorette capitals.
I mean, they do strip club classes, but I want to be in a room filled with drunk people. Like, there's karaoke booths and there's karaoke bars. Like, I don't want to be in the booth of this. I want to be front and center. I want an audience.
Should it exist?
If it doesn't, look for one coming to a shitty city near you or whatever you said.
But yeah, Faith is definitely, she knows what she's doing. I think she's like feeling herself. No more licky peanuts, some drinking. And Lauren's loving it. She says she looks sexy and feminine. And Faith gets back from the pool and gives him a kiss, which I didn't think of anything of it. I was like, okay. But apparently that was their first kiss.
Yeah.
So she went from being very shy to very shocked by this whole STD to now being just a woohoo, just a woo girl.
I like that that's the first kiss. I feel like let's not put too much pressure on it. Let's not have huge buildup for it. Let's just, in the moment when you're feeling it, you plant the kiss.
I guess. I mean, they all were a little, what's the word?
Liquored up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But they had fun. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
Yeah, they were good. They were having fun. And Lauren brings up how he and Faith are planning to get married. And the friend, it's like the record scratch moment. The friend's like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And I don't know that everyone's so supportive of this because everyone knows about Lauren's.
Yeah, because they're like shocked. And they're like, what about your gonorrhea? And you also cheated.
It was kind of ridiculous how the friends were like, did you tell him that we all know he's got gonorrhea?
And then they ask, so how many women did you sleep with while being with Faith? And Lauren's like, let me think, maybe five. And Faith is like, five? He's like, actually seven? It's like, bro. Ugh.
No, it's not like bro. It's like sis. Who are these women? Who are these women that are making love to Lauren?
I don't know.
That's the real. I'm not concerned with how many women Lauren's been with. I'm concerned with who are these women getting with Lauren?
I don't know. They all must have been very drunk.
Yeah. Lauren was just like, I really love you. I'm not going to cheat on you. You gave me a second chance. I'm not going to waste that. So he's admitting he fucked up, but that was one and done. You can trust me now.
Yeah. And Lauren is promising no more sleeping around. That's it. If you give me a chance, that's it. But friends don't trust him. And 10 minutes later,
oh boy,
Faith is going to join them because apparently they stopped filming, right? And 10 minutes later, friends are telling Faith that Lauren was flirting with some other girls. And Faith is concerned because once again, it's the same old story with Lauren.
Well, it wasn't just any girls. It was the drag queens. Lauren's defense is, well, it's their job. I'm giving them attention because it's their job.
He said, that's what you do. You tell them they did a great job.
Yeah.
You try to connect with them. That's how I do it. But we also know that that's how you do other ladies.
Yeah. It may be their job, but it's not your job to go and shower them.
Yeah. Like if you and I went to a strip club and then afterwards I saw you hugging the strippers, telling them they did a great job, you're going to have a big problem.
Especially outside the confines of the strip club. While you're in there, I've got a dollar in my mouth. I'm sticking one down the G-string. Like that's what you do, right?
Sure.
That's just when in Rome, you shove a single down there. But
sure.
But out in the parking lot, Now that's out of line.
But if you remember, before Lauren came to the Philippines, his idea is that, yeah, I'll marry Faith, but I still want to have some other ladies on the side. So even though he's telling Faith he just wants to be with her, that's not what he wants. Like, he wants to be in an open, plural relationship.
It's a great point. It's a great point. My main question is, why were Lauren and Faith even separated for that long? I guess maybe she was with her friends.
He
was
maybe
just wandering off.
Maybe.
But it just seemed suspicious that he even had this opening to go get himself in trouble.
Yeah, well, we'll see, because Faith now has a lot to think about once again. This was supposed to be the night.
Right. Shower your queen with attention. That's the number one rule, is if you go to the strip club and your lady's there, you have fun when you're in the strip club. But when you walk out, it's all eyes on your queen.
Yeah.
Forget about the dancers, the entertainment. You got to then, it's all about your queen.
Or stay single. Like, if you like sleeping around and being with other women, and that's fine. You know, you do you. Everyone's different. No judgment. But then don't try to be in a real relationship with someone who wants to be committed.
Yeah.
And then try to sneak around and do things like this. Like, no. Bad, Lauren. Yeah. I feel like if he... Somehow they make it, which I'm going to doubt. But let's say they do make it and he cheats on her. I think Faye just needs to just cut that penis off.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa. All right. I say we move on.
Let's move on to Matilda and Niles.
So we left and they were arguing. We're picking back up and they're arguing. Things are a little heated. They get back to the hotel. Niles is feeling attacked by Mr. Ark. He doesn't feel like he should have been. He feels like things got out of hand. He ended up taking it out on Matilda. He shouldn't have accused Matilda of taking advantage of him, but he was overwhelmed. He didn't know what was happening. This is all new to him. And here comes Mr. Ark being like, I'm your father now. This is what you need to do. And so it was a lot for Niles.
It was, but one thing that it made him realize is that I get it. Matilda's family, they bend the rules for me, but now I understand that we need to get married right after knocking.
Wow.
So he tells her that. He said, I want to marry you right after a knocking ceremony.
Wow. We're two kindred souls who found each other, and I'm very certain in my decision.
But the only question is, do we have to do the big party? Because A, autism, and B, the bigger one, money.
Yeah.
And Matilda says no, even though that's all she wanted was the big party. She wants to marry Niles, so she says no to the big party. And now they have 2 days to get married.
The question is, what is really most important to Matilda? Is it the big party or is it the big green card?
Well, I think both, in a way that the big party would show off. Like, look, I'm marrying an American man. We're throwing this huge party and I'm going to move to America. But just the marriage will open up the USA doors. So that's why I think she's okay with dropping the party and just being married.
What do you think it really was that made Niles change his tune and all of a sudden say, you know what? Let's do it. Let's play by the rules and get married.
I really don't know, because the producers are even asking, like, do you feel pressured by Mr. Ark? Which is what I thought. But he says, no, he just gave me all the information I needed to make an informed decision. So Matilda wasn't giving you the information. Matilda was kind of pushing money and pushing, oh, we need to do the big party and I need this and I need that. And then he learned that, oh, that's not even the case. You just need to knock and get married.
I think he's scared shitless of Mr. Ark.
I think so too.
I am. From yeah. The dude's got a wooden hand.
Yeah, he definitely is like, what's the word? When someone's
he's an imposing figure.
Yes.
And now he's my dad.
Literally.
And I don't want to let my dad down.
Yeah. So he just changed his mind. He's going to get married, which if I was Niles' parents, I would be sad.
Yeah. Like,
knowing my son's going, okay, he's going to Africa to meet this girl we don't approve of, but he's going to come back married.
And with a new dad?
Yes. But listen, Matilda's very happy.
Oh, the smile on her face when Niles said, we're going to get married. that she was trying to like, she was trying to bite her at the inside of her cheek so she wouldn't smile so big, but she was like, oh shit, it's happening.
Yeah.
My plan, it's all going according to plan.
Very
it's happening.
Excited, but here's the tough part. The bride price has to be negotiated by Mr. Arak, the father.
Yeah.
For Niles.
What Niles said was very sweet. They should put this in a Hallmark card for anyone who's got a knocking coming up.
What did he say?
He was like, if they ask what Matilda's actually worth, nobody could pay that.
Very true.
It's very sweet. You put that in a Hallmark card.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
With a 20. Say, this is all I got, but...
It's kind of crazy if you think about... I mean, I get the tradition. I love traditions. So I'm not judging the traditions, but putting a price on a human being, especially someone you love dearly, you want to marry...
Okay, Mother Lisa.
Well, again...
I'm David over here. Check out my outfit.
Listen, I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm all for traditions, but think about it. Like... If my parents, this was a Czech tradition, my parents said like, well, Teresa's probably worth around 250. You would be like, oh, perfect. So what a cheap bride. What's wrong with her? Am I right? Or if my parents said, oh, it's 5,000, you might be like, is she worth that?
I don't know if this is apples to apples, but there's definitely a bride price in America. Think about the amount of money men spend on a diamond ring. Yeah, which
some men do, and I think some men are also like the genos of the world, do it the cheap way. And it's the gesture. But yeah.
But it's the gesture here too. It's the gesture here too. What Niles is going to be asked to pay is far less than men spend on engagement rings.
Correct, but here's the difference. You decided how much you want to spend on an engagement ring for me. I didn't come to you and say, hey, John, when you buy a ring, it has to be at least 2 carats, 10 plus thousand. Otherwise, we're not doing this. It's on you.
Well, you can't get 2 carats for 10K, so.
Well, I've never bought a diamond ring, so I don't know.
At least but what not I'm saying, good carats.
What I'm saying is that it's up to you. You know how much money you have. You know what you can and cannot afford, right? So then you do what you can. With the bride price, someone is telling you what you have to do.
You know what I want to do? And I'm going to ask ChatGPT when we're done here. Who went for the highest price? Like, Niles has to scrape together $395, right? Who went for $10K? Who went for $100K? There's got to be someone who was like, nah.
I feel like if they knew Niles is super rich, I think the bride price would have been higher.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Like, what is the Guinness Book of World Record for bride price? There's
maybe
a number.
Some royal families do some definitely more. Yeah. But
yeah.
Well, anyways.
Yeah.
we get to Matilda's house. Mr. Arak and his wife get there. And they start the negotiation. However, Niles hopes that Mr. Arak knows he's no rich man. So I'm like, you didn't talk to him about it? You didn't tell him like, hey, I want to marry Matilda, but this is the money I have right now. Anything we can do about it?
Hey, I'm unemployed. Do we have a coupon for Matilda? Like, is there anything we can do? Because I'm not getting a paycheck.
Which we'll get to that. I was kind of shocked about it. But yeah, so here's the issue. It's only Matilda's mom there, no man. So she's happy. She's super excited, but she needs to go and call Uncle to make sure he's okay with it.
Well, I like this because now I can buy into the storyline and believe it's real because they weren't prepared for this. Niles just on the fly called an audible and said, oh, we're actually going to do the marriage after the knocking. And Matilda's family is like, what? You can't just show up unannounced and say there's a wedding.
Yeah. Well, okay. They keep going back and forth negotiating. All of a sudden, Mr. Arak's like, all right, it's done. It's done.
Everyone's cheering. Yeah. Hallelujah. They reached an agreement.
And Niles is sitting there like,
what just happened?
So how much? And then he runs after Mr. Arak and be like, so how much do I owe Matilda's family? And it's about $400, $395.
Yeah, 4,700 CDs, $395 US dollars.
Doesn't sound too bad to me, but
yeah, it's a
for
good
Niles
deal.
And his financial situation, it might not be doable.
I loved how Nas was like, I think Mr. R could have talked him down a little bit more. Like, whoa, what happened to the whole nobody could afford what Matilda's actually worth talk? Now you're like, $395. I mean, $300.
Well, he should have had a conversation with Mr. R prior and be like, hey, love Matilda, but unfortunately, I'm an employee right now. All I can afford is $200 or whatever he had.
But Niles doesn't like the confrontation. That's the issue.
So here is the biggest issue. They're running errands and Matilda needs the money, the $395 for the bride price. So Niles is going to the ATM. He's worried he doesn't have enough money. And it's true. He has about $100.
Yeah, he comes back. He's like, I got everything I have. 1,300 CDs. About $100.
And there is something else I need to tell you. So apparently, the day before he left for Ghana. Yeah. I was going to say Nigeria because I was thinking of Michael and Angela.
Yeah.
He lost his job.
Yeah.
And so now he's unemployed and he's basically has no paychecks. At the beginning, we saw where he worked. They were filming that. He was there with the co-workers. Like, it all felt very nice and positive.
True.
I wonder if he got laid off because of the show. Because they were like, hey,
he can't
like,
just
this
take
is
weeks off.
Well, yeah, but I feel like if you have a vacation, you can take a vacation. But maybe they were like, hey, like, this is too much, the filming, and it might get us a bad reputation. You got to pick.
Yeah. Well, either way, he's now in a bad spot. And Matilda, to add insult to injury, is like, well, if I knew about this, we could have negotiated a better price, but we can't go back and lower it now.
Yeah.
What's done is done. So now Niles has to go ask Mr. Arg. Ask him for a hand, but that he can't part with the. So he's going to ask for help. That's what he's going to do, is ask to help the rest of the expenses.
Which is crazy. You're going to ask basically a guy you don't know for $300, which is a lot of money, because your own parents, A, don't know you're about to get married, B, don't approve of this relationship. So you're going to ask a stranger and you're going to owe money to someone that you don't have.
This is,
overall, very bad idea.
This is where you take a pause and you step back and you reassess and you say, you know what, maybe we had it right the first time. Maybe we do the knocking. Maybe I go home, I get a job, I get some money, I come back. If there's really love there, Matilda's going to stay. She's going to stick around and we'll do this thing the right way. But it's fast and furious right now.
Fast and furious, and we'll see what's going to happen because this story, it's just you get something positive and then it follows by literally immediately followed by something negative.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, pool day.
Woohoo!
All right, we'll be back in a second.
Hey guys, if you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Oh, hello, Therese. I didn't see you there.
Oh, are you ready to go to Turkey?
Yeah, I forgot about these two.
I know, right?
They came out strong, shot out of a cannon at the start of this season and then sort of fizzled out. But now we're back for a hot pool day. We're talking about Tiger Lily and Adnan.
Yeah, it's the morning and it's the perfect day for some indoor pool action.
There's like a really cute pool here, baby. Like we should go to the pool today.
And so she's showing him the bathing suits she bought.
Yeah.
One is like a full pants, long sleeve with some tiger print.
So I didn't realize until this episode that she really leans into the tiger thing.
Does she?
She's wearing tiger print left and right. Tiger Lily, tiger print.
Well, yeah. Also, I'm not sure if it was tiger or cheetah or puma. I'm not good at these big cats.
Yeah, no, it was tiger. I looked it up, but I didn't realize until now. I'm like, oh, she's really doing the tiger thing, isn't she?
Well, this wasn't very tiger-ish because this was literally long pants, long shirt with a tiger top.
Yeah.
It wasn't sexy. Wasn't flattering.
Speak for yourself. She did a little fashion show of all the modest swimwear. Sign me up. Like, I'm not a Victoria's Secret fashion show guy. A little much for me. Very beautiful women, but a little much. Sign me up for the modest swimwear.
Really?
Yeah.
What a prude.
Well, leave a little something to the imagination.
All right. Well, I would never wear that.
Don't give it all away for free.
However, the second option that she put on was this neoprene mini dress that I was like, is this like you're literally wearing a neoprene mini dress? You can go from the pool to the club.
It was a little black dress. I was like,
it was. And I was surprised that that was okay for Adnan.
Very surprised. It was a lot of skin.
A lot of skin.
But good for him for picking his battles. Because here he is saying, I'm going to wear my swim shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have SPF 50. I'm going to stay protected. And he was allowing her to show more skin than he was showing.
But it wasn't enough because they get to the pool and we keep getting shots of this woman in bikini.
Yeah, bikinis everywhere.
And Tiger, all she wants to do is wear a bikini because I'm sure she works out. I'm sure she looks good. And now she's there in this neoprene mini dress that I'm sure gets very uncomfortable when it gets wet.
How long until she's on OnlyFans?
Oh, I think they would need to hardcore divorce.
Oh, they will. So you're saying a week after the divorce or 6 months after the divorce?
It depends if she's still getting money from her ex.
No, I don't think so. Well, that's interesting. I'm not a lawyer, but I think she lost the alimony because of the new marriage. But then you can't get it back. Once you give up the alimony, it's not like, oh, if you divorce your new husband, then you get it back. So she'll be on there, I think, before 2026.
Unless they do have some sort of a deal. Because there's a part of me I was like, there's no way she would fully give up her lifestyle.
You see this lifestyle? I think she traded up. I think she cashed out of one relationship. Now she's into this new one. This one's not going to last. And then she's going to need to turn somewhere else to keep up the lifestyle. And that's where I think OnlyFans comes into play.
I do think she still gets money from her ex for the kids.
For the kids. For whoever.
And I think it's probably a decent amount.
A little bit of change.
But maybe not as much as she was getting previously.
Definitely not. All right. I loved this because Adnan's like, I told you, when you get married to me, nothing is going to be the same. And Tiger was like, I thought you were saying like you were just going to be like really romantic. Like, oh, nothing will ever be the same.
Oh, Tiger Lily, you are not that naive.
Yeah, she is. It was hilarious. Oh, baby, nothing with me will ever be the same. No, when someone shows you who they are, believe it.
Yeah, especially read more about the religion you're marrying into. Like, marrying into Islamic family.
Yeah.
That's not just, I'm marrying a guy from two towns over. No, it's very different.
Yeah.
Oof. But that was kind of it. Short and sweet for them. We'll see what's going to happen next.
She knows there needs to be compromise for this relationship to work. And she's like, it's not going to be him. So I'm going to be the one giving in. And she's very aware of it.
Yeah.
And you can see she's making baby steps towards it.
Yeah.
But I think for him to be fully happy in the long run, it's going to have to be way more than baby steps. And that's why I don't think it's going to last. Like, she was struggling just to do this. And this is like entry level shit.
Oh, for sure.
So, and especially, I can totally see her making compromise if he also is going to make compromises. Like, okay, I'll wear the swim shirt. But I think that's one and done for him. I don't see him making many more compromises.
I can if he moves to the U.S. with her and sees that, well, things are a little different in the U.S. So I think maybe he would still require certain things, but I think he would get a little loosey-goosey.
Maybe. Let's see.
Let's see.
All right. Favorite couple alert.
Joe and Magda. Because this moron still hasn't learned her name.
Magda.
Yes. Joe and Magda. It's morning, second day in Poland. And Magda is still mad at him over the other girl conversation they had last night over some drinks.
Yeah, but Joe booked a salt mine trip today, so they're going to do that.
Yeah, well, Magda still wants him to enjoy Poland. And I think, well, I'll get to it later, but she really, really wants to get to the U.S. But I do think she's desperate for love and attention. You know why? She has no personality and she has no sense of humor. Like, her life is volleyball and the dog. And that's great. But her and Joe, or Joey, are two different people. Joe loves to drop stupid jokes, loves to party, loves to wear fun kimonos, live his best life. Like, she has her eyes on the prize. Like, she wants to settle down and get married and have kids and have son. Well, she wants to be a housewife with no sense of humor.
You could tell me I'm wrong, but to me, she's classic Eastern European woman.
Am I like that?
No, and that's why we're married. But
Czechs are a little more loose. But obviously, there are people who are like Magda in the Czech Republic, in America, anywhere and everywhere.
But I think that's the stereotypical Eastern European woman. I mean, I've told you this before. When we matched, and I forget if it was before we met or after. I think it was before. I Googled, do Czechs get sarcasm? Because I was like, that's my first language is sarcasm.
What did Google say?
It said you did. It said, yeah, they're very fluent in sarcasm.
I'm pretty sarcastic too.
Yeah, no, you're good. But I feel like when I meet your friends, they're a little more straight. They're a little more...
Because they don't speak that... They true. Don't speak English well.
Good
My
point.
Friend Teresa tries. She talks a lot.
Yeah.
She has a good sense of humor too. It's just her English sucks. So me translating certain things, that is a... You lose things in translation.
Fair enough.
But a lot of my friends have a decent sense of humor. They're not like jokesters, like Joe.
No. Joe's a clown.
Oh, he's a total clown.
Joe's a clown. I know for some reason you find him attractive.
But he's like, I don't find him attractive. I just said he's not bad looking.
But he's
not the type of a guy I would ever be interested in before you. Because too much.
He's a little much.
Well, but he can be. He's in his 30s. He's having fun. He lives in Miami. He's making money. He travels.
Fort Lauderdale tourism.
Or Fort Lauderdale.
He tells people he lives in Miami, but he lives in Fort Lauderdale.
But he's living his best life. He's definitely not ready for a relationship. He needs to get it more out of his system.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it because let's go to the salt mine.
Super cool.
Very cool.
Would love. There's... They go down to the salt mine. There's different sculptures. There's a chapel that was carved by the miners. This place, I think there was a Cinnabon in the corner, like a Hot Topic. This place was wild.
Wild. And so they got a guy that spoke English telling them about the salt mine. And Joe's so into that. And he goes, first of his many bad jokes. So let me ask you, is there a pepper mine?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's bad.
But he's like,
I got the ick. You hit me with one joke like that, and I know I hit you with about three a day like that. But I get the ick.
It's just, first of all, I do think it's his personality. But second of all, I think he's trying to make the situation most comfortable because Magda is so serious.
True.
So I think he's trying to like get a laugh or a smile out of her because I have not seen it yet.
True. It's a fair point. Magda has other things on her mind. I think she's there. She's taking the tour, but she can't stop thinking about the cheating.
Yeah. But before that, I feel like the producers are really trying to show people that Joe is not the sharpest tool in the box because they're like, hey, so Joe, what do you know about salt mine?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you harvest salt to make things salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pretty good. I mean.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
But yes, Magda has other things on her mind, especially when they show them the salty chapel where people actually get married.
Yeah, the tour guy was like, oh, what do you think? You guys married? You're going to get married? And Magda is worried there's more to this cheating story or that Joe is going to cheat again. She can't understand how Joe doesn't know the time and the date of the last woman he slept with.
Especially because she says, well, if you don't sleep with people often, I'm like, okay, I think Joe bangs someone every weekend.
Okay.
Of course he doesn't remember that. Who does? It's been a few months. Like, what does she wants the date and the time? Like,
you probably remember the last person. I'm not saying you. I don't want to hear. I know who it is. But you would remember the last person. And that's what she's saying is like, when was it?
No, you wouldn't. You know why? You would, unless it was significant. So if you tell me you do before me, then I would be like, you still have some attachment issues.
Well, here's why I think it is significant. Because he was in a relationship with Magda. So
he was not. They were talking online.
Okay.
They're talking for a month and a half. They never had a conversation about being in a relationship or being a couple. She assumed that talking means they're together. Joe was talking to a hot girl he saw on FaceTime when he was calling his friend.
Here's why I think he knows. Because Magda says, all right, tell me the truth. This is your chance. Let's be honest. Put all your cards on the table. Did you have sex with more people than just this one woman? And Joe's response is, you're the only person I want to be. That's not what she asked, okay? So if Joe said no, because she asked a very simple question, did you have sex with more than this one woman? He could have said no. It's a yes or no question. He was like, you're the only person I want to be with. That's a big fat, oh, I banged a different girl every night of the week.
He did. I'm sure he did. Maybe not after this one, but definitely before. Again, he saw a hot girl. They started talking. Like, you do date multiple people until you meet the one and you kind of define the relationship, right?
Yeah.
He was dating. And I hate to say it. I hate to say that I'm taking Joe's side, but he was dating other people. He was talking to Magda online.
Oh, I agree with you. I take that stance every time. My issue is he's not answering the question. It's a yes or no question. And he's saying, oh, you're the only person I want to be with, right? And then on top of it, he doubles down and he goes, I told you everything. There's nothing else to tell you.
Well, there is.
Well, there is, Joe.
But this is a little different. This is just a jealousy problem. What he needs to tell her is that he's still friends with his ex he dated 7 years ago, which here's why why it's shitty. Because he's making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, but it is sort of a big deal. It's sort of a Vaya Sunny situation with Rory.
Yes, what I'm saying. If he, let's say, you brought me out to meet your friends for the first time, and if you said, hey, like one of the girls like I've dated 7 years ago, but we're friends, like nothing's going on, I would be like, okay, and I would observe to see you guys together. I wouldn't question it up front, especially if you told me you dated 7 years ago, right?
Yeah.
If you told me, oh, I did, this is the last girl I dated, that's awkward.
Yeah,
but I would want to observe and really see, like, are you still into her? Is there still anything, right?
You got to observe.
But I would want you to tell me up front and not to make a big deal out of it. Casual, like, hey, like, there's going to be this girl dated 7 years ago, just letting you know if anyone mentions it, but we're just friends. If you were making a big deal out of it, didn't tell me, and it came out later, I would think that, oh, this is not over.
Right, and that's a great point, and that's the issue here, is that Joe has this chance. She's saying, lay it all on the line. Tell me, this is your chance to spill it all. And he's not spilling it. So it adds to the feeling that he is hiding something there. Why won't he tell her? Does he still like her? And his defense was like, oh, she's with another guy now.
Well, here's why he doesn't need to tell her. I don't think I would need to hear it up front unless I'm going to meet her.
Well, he knows it's an issue. He wouldn't have brought it up if he didn't think it was going to be a problem. So if you think it's
because Magda is so jealous.
Right. But if you think it's going to be a problem, put your cards out on the table. It's going to be way worse when she finds out in a week or a month.
It is. But I don't think you understand what I'm saying. If you're making a big deal out of the fact that someone she might not meet for a while or ever, that you're like, oh, by the way, just so you know, I'm still friends with my ex. That sounds kind of suspicious.
Her plan is to move to the States. This girl that Joe banged is in their friend group. So now they're all going to be in one friend group.
They will, but it needs to come out of a context. Like, he needs to be like, hey, going out with my friends. And she needs to say, oh, what friends? He's like, oh, bunch of friends I know for a while. One of them we dated, but, you know, that's over. I feel like if you just come out and say it out of nowhere, it feels like, oh, there is more.
Maybe it's because
maybe there is more. Maybe they casually bang here and there.
Maybe it's because I love How I Met Your Mother. But I would know to tell you if we were going to be hanging out on multiple occasions. Like if you were moving from another country here and in my tight friend circles, an ex of mine, I would tell you about it. I wouldn't want you to find out from someone else. I would tell you so you heard it from me.
100%. But there needs to be the right time. It needs to come out as very casual if there is nothing between you.
True.
If you're talking about cheating, sleeping around, and he said, oh, one more thing to tell you, I'm bestie with my ex. It's going to sound like, oh, you are still banging your ex.
I get what you're saying now.
This conversation needs to happen, but it needs to happen. It needs to be very casual and nonchalant. Otherwise, it's going to sound like, oh, you're not over here.
I get what you're saying now.
You see?
So they end up leaving the salt mine. Magda's got this huge headache, and I thought maybe it was the salt. Maybe it was
it
random.
It could have been the salt.
Well, the next morning, because Joey changes into his kimono, which we talked about. And you think it's hilarious. You have a crush on him for some reason.
I don't have a crush on him, but I think he's such a clown.
He's a clown.
But that's who he is. He's not trying to be a clown. That's his personality. Okay. Like, who goes to Poland and brings a fun kimono and just like rocks it around?
A clown. But Joe, Nurse Joe, snapped into action and took care of her. But he kind of slips the next day and is like, Magda experienced her first hangover. I mean, migraine. It looked like a hangover. I think she was probably hungover from.
Yeah.
They were doing like vodka tastings and shit.
Very true.
But it seemed like a secret. Like, just come out and be like, yeah, I have a hangover. But
maybe she didn't want to say it. But they spent the night in the same bed, but nothing happened. Yeah. Magda's very happy that he took care of her. Yet she's still very serious, like very serious.
Yeah, she's serious. And today is a serious event. Joe's going to meet some of Magda's friends.
And the dog.
And the dog. I appreciated that, and I'm sure you did too, Joe. I was like, I want to meet the people that know Magda, but more importantly, show me the dog.
She has a tattoo of the dog on her.
Show me the dog. Let's see the dog.
Yeah, but okay, they go. They're meeting on this like cool boat.
Yeah.
And even with her friends and the dog around, she still doesn't crack a smile or a laugh.
Yeah, she's very serious.
She was
a prison guard.
Yeah, and I can see why.
She means business.
Yeah, so they're all chatting, talking, and friends are asking that, okay, so for Magda to be with you, live in the U.S., you guys need to get married, right? And Joe says, yep, it's a lot to think about, but yes.
Well, the friends, I don't know if they slipped up, but they gave a little important piece of the puzzle. They were like, it's Magda's dream to live in the U.S.
Yes. And Magda says, well, I want to build a family and have kids, so we need to start working on this ASAP. And this whole thing is just too much. It's too quick for Joe. And he's realizing that, oh, no, what did I sign up for?
Well, because one of Magda's friends, Anna, was like, well, we're a little concerned about how fast this is moving, because she was already in a situation like this when she moved to Germany.
After 3 months.
And this is news to Joe.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to talk about secrets? Oh, I'm friends with my ex? How about the fact that you basically are doing the same thing you're trying to do with Joe? You did it already with a German guy.
Yes. And Joe is even more concerned about this whole thing, because she wants something so bad, so quickly, without thinking about it. And it seems like a pattern.
A little bit of a pattern.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is Joe and Magda, or Magna, depending on who you ask.
Yep.
I just call it my favorite couple.
I agree.
All right. And then what was my favorite couple, now just a couple singles ready to mingle, Vanya. Not even Bojo, just Vanya.
Just Vanya. It's new day, hoodies. Vanya barely slept, but she figured out, like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself.
She was supposed to go to a national park with Bojo. Obviously, Bojo's out of the picture, so she's going to go alone.
I've been there. It's okay. Very nice.
Did you go alone?
No, I went with my parents.
Okay.
You can swim in there, too, in the summer.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. I'll take you.
Thank you. Well, she FaceTimes her cousin, Sanella, while she's there. And Sanella's like, you know what, Bojo, so many red flags. He wasn't right for you. Move on. Find yourself a man who brings you flowers and not a plant.
Yes.
Put that on a bumper sticker, print it on a t-shirt. That is absolute, that's wisdom right there.
Listen, I love the flowers, but she's traveling back to the U.S. How is she going to bring it? Mm. I think that, and I don't love bouquets. Oh, plant. I don't love flowers because they die.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, flower would have been perfect. I think Bojo, as our friend said, that apparently he said he found it in the dumpster.
Yeah, I think he like ripped it from his mom's garden or something.
But yeah. Bojo who?
It was a metaphor, okay, Theresa? It was a metaphor.
For what?
For find a man who actually cares.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True. So yeah, cousin's telling her, listen, you're there, stay there, go back on the dating apps. Enjoy, have fun. It's Croatia, beautiful man, like Bojo, but better.
Yeah.
And Vanya's like, I'm not sure if I'm ready, but okay, I'll do it. I'll enjoy myself. Why not?
So she hits the town, goes to a cafe. She is alone, orders herself a hot chocolate with soy milk, no whipped cream. Bojo, you made the right decision because this woman stinks. Who gets a hot chocolate with soy milk, no whipped cream?
I know. Who has hot chocolate instead of a nice drink?
Bojo, you made the right decision.
Well, she's sitting there and a man comes over.
This
Noah from Switzerland.
This guy just creeps up. Excuse me, you look very lonely. Do you mind if I sit next to you? You're all alone and beautiful. Huh? What? This has to be fake.
Oh, definitely producers were like, hey, Noah, what are you drinking? Okay, you are 6 drinks deep. We'll pick up your tab if you hit on our lady over here. Yeah. Just a little bit.
What if you were a normal human being and not a serial killer, wouldn't you approach and say like, are you waiting for someone?
Oh, yeah.
Are you alone? Is anyone sitting here? Like, you would just come up and be like, excuse me, you look lonely. I would assume she was waiting for someone.
Noah's very awkward. He tries to flirt a little bit and saying, I keep saying Magda. Vanya tells him, I came here to meet my potential boyfriend, but turned out badly. He friend zoned me. And he's like, you should enjoy, have fun. You should be on a date. You should date. Like, we're on a date right now. But actually, I have a girlfriend. I'm taken.
What a weirdo.
But he's like, we opened it up. How about that? Like, what? Can maybe give you my number? No.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, Vanya says, not interested in an open relationship, but this made me feel good. The guys are into me. Like, fuck you, Bojo.
Yeah, I got options.
Yes. So I think whatever this was really lift up her spirits.
I'm very curious what the next episode's going to bring, because we saw this. It was teased. This guy sits down, starts chatting her up. We all thought this was going to be the guy she runs off with.
Oh, my dear. You didn't watch the previous again, right?
No, I didn't.
She's going to go on a date with someone that she says, Bojo, who?
Oh, I gotta watch the previews.
Yeah.
She's
going on a date.
Busy setting up the podcast.
She's going on a date.
I can't wait.
Can't wait either.
Hopefully shorter, something a little stronger than a hot chocolate with soy milk.
Well, at the very least, this guy is taller than Bojo. If he's employed, already a winner.
There you go. All right.
This is
What an episode.
What an episode. And guys, tomorrow or today, tonight, depends on you're listening.
If you're listening on Monday.
The Last Resort Season 2, including our boy Florian, Stacy, and Natalie.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. What more could you ask for?
This is the season, and so far so great.
Tis the season to be jolly. I'm jolly about The Last Resort.
Very jolly.
All right, but jolly about this too, because this is quite the season.
I mean, I love this season.
We kind of had to, it was a slog to get through the back half of The Other Way. The tell-all, capital D delivered.
The tell-all was great.
But a bit of a slog to get through the last handful of episodes. But this season is firing on all cylinders. And I have to imagine The Last Resort's going to be firing.
I would hope so.
On all cylinders.
Oof, oof.
So there's a dog, apparently, in our midst. But what are you going to do? That's B90. Hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Hope your turkey was moist. Hope your stuffing was stuffed.
Hope you had some nice pie.
Hope you had a pie or two. Hope you shared it with friends or family or just maybe a podcast you enjoy listening to.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, now I'm just vamping.
This is the season, you guys. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah. All right. That is it, guys. If you guys want to hear our recap of The Last Resort, join us on Patreon or Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality@Supercast.com. That coverage starts at the Cousins Club level. It's audio only. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch us in full color doing the podcast, join the Family Affair level. You also get a monthly bonus over there. Last month we did Breath of Fire, yes, which was about Kundalini yoga. We've talked about Love is Blind. We've talked about Chimp Crazy. It's wild. So join us on the Patreon and the Supercast. Follow us on Instagram at MarriedToReality Pod. Call in over there. Share your thoughts. We want to hear from you. We love talking to you guys. So follow us at MarriedToReality Pod on Instagram. Also, just follow us wherever you're listening to the podcast. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot. It's the previews and the holiday season and Thanksgiving, as hot as the new Last Resort. So much hotness,
so much
even
hotness.
Though it's cold outside, even in Florida, so much hotness.
You got that right. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, speaking of hot, if you leave a hot review, if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. I've said it all, Teresa.
I've said it all.
You did. You said it. You had some good points this episode. I thought you made a lot of sound because you got two brains now.
Oh.
That's what's happening over there.
I do have two brains and we both love reality TV.
It's unbelievable. When we watch reality TV and when we talk reality TV, that thing is swooshing.
Swooshing.
Out of control. All right. We've said it all. That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.